is Heidi with Jumpstart Driving School. I wanted to say good morning to all the new drivers and be careful out there.
It shouldn't be too bad on the roadways today, right?
Not as bad as it has been. This week, I've seen a lot of high school kids, and they don't want to drive well. I think they're still asleep.
Well, because driving badly.
I guess my driving tip of the week would you get up about 5 or 10 minutes earlier before you start driving?
Yeah, we don't need these teens speeding all over the place.
No, I just heard the lady with her toes being broken. That might have been somebody asleep, too.
Well, thanks for calling in this morning.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you later.
Hello.
Hey, you got something for Free For All Friday?
I really just had a question for you, you know. I'm in my nicest Sunday dress, you know. It's really sleek. It's a sundress. And I can't seem to pick up any guys. It's like 7:47. Isn't this the best time?
You would think. But,
You'd think.
No, I would wait until nighttime when people were more drunk.
My girlfriend told me it's the beard, but, I mean, I'm taking the hormones, man. I mean, they're going, it's going away.
Yeah. Well, keep on working. Work it out. All right. Talk to you later, bro.
The hell was that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sticks in the morning, got something for Free For All Friday?
Well, I drove by Dara's about a half hour ago at Candlewood, and it was $2.19.
Oh, well. It already shot back up.
They raised it?
Well, I don't know. I never saw the $2.12.
At 5:29 a.m. this morning.
Oh. Well, at 7:10, it wasn't.
Fight. You too, on the phone line.
No, that's all right.
You're not going to. Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
Well, we're sorry for the misinformation. That was Chris doing that. Notice how it wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm always right.
Okay, right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Ouch! Snap, right in your face.
What?
That call. Snapping you in the face.
They changed the prices on me.
Whatever. 539-9750 or 238-0975. It's Free For All Friday, whatever you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Come here. Yeah, you guys had a guy on there the other day when you were talking about why Hollywood makes fun of Kansas.
Yeah.
And he said something about how he hates the fact that there's so many single moms out there, or young moms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm a mom of two, and I just wanted to let all them know that if guys knew how to keep their junk in their pants, they wouldn't have that problem.
She's calling them out.
So. Yes, I am. So
nicely done.
Funny, I couldn't get in the other day, so I was like, "Man, I'll just call today."
Hey, yeah, that works good enough. If the phones are jammed, just save it for Free For All Friday. We can always bring up those old issues.
Yeah.
Well, good point. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to that, or did that sum it up?
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Free For All Friday. Got something?
Sure. I was just thinking.
What?
The PlayStation games and Xboxes that cost all this money.
Yeah.
That takes all my money. I was just thinking, I think that's the Japanese way of getting back at the Americans for the bombs that were dropped during the war.
Hiroshima?
You think that's what's going on?
Yes, because the kids and grown-ups, anybody that can sit on this stuff for 24 hours a day, number one, it costs too much money, and they keep switching up, you know. You keep having to buy a
new one.
Yeah, and the games are ridiculous.
Yeah, they're expensive.
$59.95, and it's like they're like robots. You know, the Japanese, they don't produce any crazy children. Their children are very, very smart.
It's because they don't have them playing video games, right?
Right, you know.
The
Americans, their mind is a terrible thing to waste, and they're just getting dumber and dumber. Sitting playing these, you know, I think it's some kind of microchip in them that just, you know, makes them more stupider or whatever. They can't learn and they don't get out. And I've seen this one grown man that used to be fine. Lord, now he looks like a tub of lard because he just sits in the house 24 hours, 7 days a week and plays these games. So I think they should, you know, like ban them or something. Do away with them, you know. It will do away with pit bulls and things like that. And also the Ouija board. When I was in California, they banned the Ouija board because people, you know, talk about witchcraft. They need to do something about these PlayStation games and Xboxes and or, you know, put a curfew on it or do something, because it's just pretty, I think that's the way of getting back because of the bombs, for real.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.